God lives and works today. In His love, He wants to have us near Him, to help us and comfort us, and to open His heart to us. He alone can satisfy our deepest longings. This is why He goes after us, searching us out and drawing us back to Himself, when we have left Him or chosen ways which will only lead us to unhappiness and despair. But what does this searching love look like in a person's life? Listen to the following testimony of a young person who, without realizing it, fell away from following Jesus.
Quite early in my life, I loved Jesus exclusively. For love of Him, I had joyfully sacrificed everything: home, expectations, parents, and friends. I followed Him and devoted my life to serving Him. I knew how wonderful it is when Jesus knocks on the door, and how wonderful it is to hasten to let Him in. But a human soul, even when it seems to have given up everything to follow the way of unquestioning discipleship, can still at heart be seeking its own advantage and to please itself. This was made plain to me one day in a way that absolutely convicted me. I wanted the enjoyment of loving Jesus, but not Jesus Himself, who says, "If a man loves me, he will keep my word." Although His word said, "Humble yourselves before the Lord," this was just what I had not done. I complained, and like the servant in the parable found in Matthew 25, I thought, "God is a hard man. He demands what He has not given." This I thought of God, and this I experienced. My work was not blessed. I was restless, and I couldn't concentrate. Even in prayer, my rebellious thoughts pursued me. Then, one night, I had a dream. Jesus was calling me to love Him again, exclusively, like a bride loves her bridegroom. Shocked, I realized that I no longer really loved Jesus with all my heart. The Bible reading that day confirmed it. It was from Revelation chapter 2, verse 4. "Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have abandoned the love you had at first." At last I bowed myself beneath the judgment of God and let His voice enter my heart. And what happened? Revelation chapter 3, verse 20 gives the answer. "If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and eat with him, and he with me." At that time, I had several quiet days, and these were times when Jesus knocked at the door, far more than in the earlier days when I had first loved Him. Therefore, I would like to pass it on to you. Jesus' love is so rich that it can fulfill all of our longings for love of body, soul, and spirit.
What grace is given me, Thy beauteous face to see, near Thee to dwell always, like sweet celestial wine, drinks in this soul of mine. Thy loveliness, O Christ.
You have been listening to a program written by Basileia Schlink of the Little Land of Canaan. To learn more about how God lives and works today, visit us at our website, www.canaan.org. That's K-A-N-A-A-N.org. If you contact us, we would be happy to send you a free inspirational booklet. If you do not have access to the web, please contact this radio station for our postal address. God bless you.